All eyes are on Las Vegas. That's where the world's tech greats are unveiling the stuff that you're going to wind up buying this year. Cell phones and smart TVs are on this year's list, and earlier, Dimitri and I talked about it with WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin. We asked him whether there were any breakthroughs so far.
Except for the really wealthy, the greatest stuff is the TV stuff, but most of us can't afford it yet. And most of the phone and tablet stuff we've seen, and there aren't, I don't think, any really big breakthroughs there. I think what's most surprising and exciting about what's happening at this show is what's happening in the car and in the dashboard, the marriage of technology, health, and what's happening in your body right now. There is so many new health applications, hardware, apps, and things here that could have a really dramatic impact on how we take care of our health and even as a nation, how we manage healthcare.
We've got thousands of people sitting in their cars right now wanting to know, okay, what is the big surprise?
Well, I don't know that I would call it a surprise, but if you're sitting in a car right now and you have ever had any frustration with how you marry your technology to your dashboard, whether it's you wish something would read your text messages to you, to you wish it was easier to input navigation into your phone or into your car navigation system, or you just wish your phone did a better job of talking to your car, all of that is coming. So, for instance, I spoke with someone from Pioneer today, and they've worked out how to make their smart app car stereo systems work better with an iPhone 5. Once the iPhone 5 came out, there was a big problem there. Everyone wants to make it more convenient and much more safe for you to use the technology you love while you're driving without being a hazard to yourself and other people.
I did take note of Sony trying to get back in the game big time. They're talking about waterproof phones. I got to tell you, back in the early part of the last decade, I had a Sony Ericsson phone, and I felt so cool because I felt I had one of the early smartphones. You could do a little internet on it. You could do AOL Instant Messenger, which used to be a big deal. They do make very nice phones, don't they?
They have a history of making great phones. I think I know exactly which phone you're talking about. And I think what's interesting, what we're seeing at the show and what we're seeing overall in the world of personal technology, is how companies are kind of coming and going. So we haven't seen any Sony smartphones. It's a great time for them to get back in the game. RIM, not here at this show, but at an upcoming show, is going to be showing some great technology. But none of it is really a big breakthrough beyond the iPhone 5, the iPad, the Android phone, and the Android tablet.
They're talking a lot about more web-connected TVs. That's not new either, but I'm wondering what it's going to take to get one of those in most every living room. I don't think they've really reached critical mass in any way yet.
If you want to talk about the biggest stuff that will impress you here, it's TVs, because they're getting bigger and bigger. To get to your question about internet TV, I think one of the challenges the consumer electronics industry has right now occurs in the TV arena with, how do I get internet to my TV? Well, there's so many ways to do that. You can buy a TV that's internet ready. You can buy a box, but many different kinds of boxes that can make your existing TV internet ready. It's all very confusing, and I think to many people it's kind of overwhelming, and then there's a whole other set of overwhelming choices after that. Now I got the internet to my TV. Where do I go for content? Do I go to Netflix? Do I go to Hulu? Do I go to Vudu? Do I go to... There's so many choices out there. I think that in some ways it's overwhelming to many consumers. We'll see how those companies do, and we'll see if they can really simplify this for people and make it easier for them to quickly get what they want to see instead of spending a lot of time looking around and saying, I can't find it, and then giving up and, I don't know, going and reading a book.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin.